Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good afternoon, friends. Don Todron here from Second Wind. Glad to be here. Finally, it's blue sky and it's not snowing. After what seems to be many feet of it, it's a great relief. All right, folks, I've got a couple of interesting topics for you today. We're being barraged by clients that have taken out merchant advance loans. It's a new game in town. Typically, they attach to your credit card machine, so the merchant advance industry will lend you $50,000, $25,000, $10,000, $100,000. It's based on an equation of how much money comes through your credit card machine. And then they will extract daily amounts, and they're looking to accelerate it. So you get a lot of money, you get the money you need, but quickly. And I see 800 a day, 1500 a day, 1000 a day. And it takes about 30-35% of your cash flow. In a word, you know, it's a death sentence. It's impossible to pay these things and keep current with your business. There's not enough profit. They're eating your cash that you need to stay alive. So you're in a last resort situation where you're borrowing merchant advance money. And you're playing with the devil, because how long will it take before you just have no cash? And even with the new cash, which you spend immediately, you can't possibly succeed adequately to do it. It just won't work. So, what's the point? What is the point? It just doesn't really work. It's a death sentence, in a word. And I know this because of all the people that call us and say, I can't deal with it. They're taking all my cash. So what was hopefully going to be a win ended up being a kiss of death. Now, I've pondered, how do they get away with 30-32%? I mean, this isn't default money. This is the interest right out the door. I mean, that's usurious. It's illegal, in a word. You can't do that. Yet they do, to the tune of millions and millions. In fact, On Deck Capital went public. They've got more cash than they know what to do with, and they're throwing it all over the place at 30-32% interest. Why not? Well, here's the thing. A rose is a rose is a rose. By any other name, it's a rose. If a duck quacks, it's probably a duck. Well, when you're lending money, you're a lender. You could call it a merchant advance. You can call it a accounts receivable, something or other. They have all kinds of little tricky words that allows them to avoid the regulation that lenders have to comply with. But it's nuts. It is a loan. Not only that, the industry has progressed. So now you don't even have to be a credit card type of retail business. No, you don't even have to be that. Now you can just attach the loan to your bank account, and they take out daily or weekly whatever amount you agreed to. Could be $1,000, could be $2,000. So it's not even attached to a credit card. It's not even attached to your accounts receivable. It's a flat-out loan. Now, why is this important? Why am I talking about this? Why am I harping on this? Well, very simply. It's illegal to a credit attorney, credit rights attorney, earlier this morning. I spoke to him about this, and he left. He said, you're absolutely right. These loans are usurious, they're illegal, and they should be stopped. They're not, because nobody's taken them to task yet. In fact, there's one of them, On Deck, that went public. And they're a multi-million-dollar company, a billion-dollar company, putting money all over the street at usurious rates, 30-32%. Why not, man? This is a home run for them. So here's what I say. If you've gotten into one of these bad loans and you can't pay it back, call us. we will work it out, no problem, because I will challenge them on the legality of the very loan. Now, I'm not looking to game them, but they're gaming us. I'm not looking for a free ride. I don't want their money for nothing. I advise you not to take their money. But if you did, and now you're gagging on it, and you can't deal with it, then call me. We can get you out of this loan. This loan is a bad loan from every aspect, and it can't be paid back, not without killing your company. So I want you to know that. I want you to know that there is help out there. There is a way to win, even if you've made that fatal error of dancing with the devil. And look, I know you need capital. The banks won't lend to you. Well, where else do you go for it? Well, this is where you go, and it's a mistake. It doesn't work. It's a mistake. All right, so keep that in mind. If you've taken that loan, call me to help you out of it. If you haven't taken that loan, don't. And if you do, keep my number handy. You'll be calling me in a few weeks. All right, that's my first tip of the day. I want to talk to you about a second tip. So we also get calls all the time for credit card debt, and we don't deal with consumer debt. We don't. It's not my interest. We deal with commercial debt, businesses. But we get a lot of calls. I mean, Lord knows, there's millions and millions of credit card holders out there that are in defaults, trying to pay it off, can't do it, and they're being challenged. So I'm going to tell you exactly how to get out of your credit card debt. No holds barred. No problem. Definitely works. Here's the deal. So when American Express sells a boatload of paperwork of credit cards to a credit collection agency that then pursues each one of them, what they typically do is they send over a spreadsheet with the name, the address, the phone number, the amount, the dates, all that kind of stuff. So here's what you do. You talk to no one. You don't talk to the attorney. You don't talk to anybody. You ignore them completely. And, yes, you go to court on your prescribed day. And you stand in court and you ask the judge to ask the attorney to produce the paperwork for the loan. Let me see what you got on me. I want to see the commitment. I want to see what you're alleging I owe. I have a right to see original paperwork. Where did I sign? What did I agree to? What interest does it say? Now, here's the truth. They don't have the paperwork. They never have the paperwork. And without the paperwork, there's no suit, and the judge will enter a victory for you. The judge will default the creditor, will kick him out, and you'll walk away, and it's been adjudicated, so they can't come back. It's just that simple. It works thousands and thousands of times all over the country. Just be smart. Be willing to ignore them. Go to court. Don't talk to the lawyer. Don't go into any discussions, even if the judge orders you to. And if he does, you ask for the paperwork. If they don't have it, then it's going to get heaved. Now, you don't want to tip them to your hand because they'll ask for continuation and they could get the paperwork. It could take months. But, you know, you've given them your hand. You want to go before the judge and ask for the paperwork through the judge, and the judge will order it, and if it's not there, he will dismiss the case. Done. All right. Here's two awesome tips. But you know what? The reality is the problem are not the credit cards and the loans. The problem is your inability to manage your business and your debt. That's the problem. The inability to handle the loans and the credit cards is just a symptom of ineffective management. Because if you had good management and you'd managed your money and you had enough profit and you had enough revenue, this wouldn't be an issue. We wouldn't be talking about it with you. So it boils down to running your business effectively. That's what it boils down to. These are all symptoms of a disease. We have to root out the disease. And the disease is ineffective management. So here's what I'm going to do for you. I have a book. It's called Embrace Change. And within it is the four-pillar system that I've devised that will show you how to be successful. It will give you the tools that you need to win. Any business can win. And if it can't, then it needs to be shut down. Both are viable options. The best, of course, is to running it successfully. What you need to do. Pillar one, management by the numbers. Look, you know, it's like traveling across the country without a map. I mean, you really can't do it. I mean, I guess you can get on Route 66 and go west, but You need a map to know where you're going. Well, you need a map to know how to run a business, and that map is called cash flow, pro formas, P&Ls, numbers. I don't want to hear I'm not a numbers guy. If you're not a numbers guy, go get a job, get out of business. Because if you're going to run a business, you have to be a numbers guy or gal. Guy is actually a neuter word. It could be male or female. So pillar one, management by the numbers. And the secret sauce in the management by the numbers is the cash flow pro forma. And we provide you a link to a cash flow pro forma that's fully active, interactive. So every time you put a number in one spot, it affects the totals and the other numbers that are affected by that. So each cell is active. So you put in your revenue, you put in your expectations, you put in your overhead, and you see the bottom line, red or black. If it's black, go back up and start changing things. Okay, I got to reduce my payroll. I got to reduce my rent. I got to increase my revenue. It tells you what to do. Without that, you're flying blind. You're bound to run into a wall. And then there are other numbers that are important. Your monthly P&Ls, see how you're doing. Cash flow, accounts receivable. You know, how old are your accounts receivable? Are they over 30, over 60, over 90, over 120? Enough. You can't afford that. Look, whatever your monthly overhead is, 20, 30, 40 grand, you know, the four payrolls, the rent, the insurances, all the stuff that you need to run. You need to have that cash in the bank if your receivables are net 30. You need to have that amount available because you're not collecting receivables for 30 days. If you're collecting net 60, you have to have 2 months' worth of revenue in the bank. 3 months, 4 months, how much cash can you have? And you don't have it. So you can't afford to give accounts receivable that kind of leeway. You can't afford net 30, 60, 90. You can't. You put yourself out of business. You know, we hear often that, you know, rapid growth is sometimes as hard to do as decline. And the reason is because you never have enough cash when you're in a growth situation. You need more money than you have coming in. Doesn't work. Okay. Pillar two, reinvention. Look, the times have changed. You know, the horse and buggy days went out, and therefore buggy whips were no longer being sold. So if you're in the buggy whip business, you better get out of it because the time has changed. Well, that applies to everything. The times have changed, and you need to reinvent yourself to meet the new economy, the new consumer, the new everything. And you need to constantly be reinventing yourself. Look, my favorite story is Fenway Park here in Boston. You know, it has a great baseball season. It's a big facility, costs a lot of money. During the winter, it sits there under snow. Not anymore. They have ice skating tournaments. They've got hockey tournaments. They have concerts in Fenway Park. They even have weddings. Can you imagine? If I knew I could get married at home plate in Fenway Park, man, I would have done that. How cool is that? So that's reinventing the use of a baseball diamond. That doesn't get any better. Reinvention is critical. And by the way, if you can't reinvent, then you can always add super service. Reinvent your business with super service, niche marketing, and other suggestions. That's in pillar two. Pillar three is sales and internet presence. My goodness, what's your sales program? Waiting for the order is not a sales program. Internet presence, it's time to use the internet effectively. It's got to be bringing you revenue, eyeballs, looks, conversation. Look, the internet is all about creating community, not advertising product. And finally, pillar four, debt workout. Look, if the debt is too strong for you, if you're stressed, if you can't support it, then you got to get rid of it. But you got to do the whole program in order to win. All right, folks, you can have that book for no cost. I'll even pay for shipping. Give me a call. Hit my website. Ask for it. You'll get it. If you need help, call us. We'll be glad to help you. All right, folks, have a great day. Thank you. Bye now.